HP 483. Thank you.
Thank you. In beauty may you walk into the light of day. The sun shine upon your face. No veil of fear will hide.
Freedom, may you fly. In beauty, may you be.
So I'm going to talk for quite a bit right now because I just threw 16 tracks of music at you. So either I can just crank through this really quickly, or I can do the thing that I do where I end up babbling at some point while trying to tell you about 16 tracks, which honestly, were you an enterprising listener, you could just simply run over to hypnagoguepodcast.com and there's a playlist right there. I mean, literally stop the show right now and just go read. I will try to make this as marginally entertaining for you as I can. We started off with a fantastic new album. It is the latest collaboration between Craig Padilla and Marvin Allen. And once again, it's fantastic. And I have loved Craig Padilla's music for years. I've got a lot of his solo stuff and obviously his collaborations here with Marvin. But I gotta tell you, I am here for Marvin Allen's guitar. And it is in full force on this album in all its aspects. The shredding part, which I love, and the more melodic part, which I also love. And I love, there's a lot of love in the room right now. I love his solo in this track, which is called Jamming with Buddha, because it's like Mike Oldfield and David Gilmour had a baby. It's just a great solo, and it makes me feel good inside. The album, by the way, is called Unfolding Skies, and you should run out and get that, because it's good. I mean, when you get right down to it, all the music on this show is good, in my opinion. There is that guy who commented that not every show is great, but every forest has its dead trees. If you're still out there listening, I still appreciate you. Anyway, more good music. The combination of Joss Jaffe and Jim Chemo West. Chemo has been collaborating quite a bit lately. A while ago, I had something from the album that he did with Michael Whalen. And I have this album with Joss Jaffe called Senthi. If you like what you heard there, I happen to know there is another album from them coming. Not sure when. A little sure when, but not sure when. So you want to listen for that. Again, this album is called Senthi. That track was Shadow Play. And then it's almost like I was doing an ampersand episode where I just focus on collaborations because I wanted to play something from this album because you have heard Byron Metcalf here before, many times. You have heard Billy Denk here before, several times. You have not heard Byron Metcalf and Billy Denk together yet, because they haven't recorded together until this album called Activation. This is another great, what a great combination. Billy's guitar and his ambient atmospheres, and Byron, of course, just one of the best drummers in kind of primal ambient out there. I love his stuff. It has such power, such great medicine to it. Again, this album is called Activation, and that track was Awakening Sky. And then kind of a surprise for me from Altus. I've been listening to Altus for years. I thought I had heard the majority of his incarnations, but on this new album, Symphony for the Sullen, this is a beautiful, orchestral, neoclassical kind of release. And it is honestly sad as hell, but beautiful. It's a very mournful album. It's kind of a response to what's going on in our world. And it is deeply affecting. And I say that it's sad, but it is, again, beautifully emotional. Let's go with that instead of just sad. But there's a definite tone to it. Again, it's called Symphony for the Sullen. It's not like Symphony for the Sullen. We're not going that route. But you need to check it out. Beautiful album. The track that I gave you was Fear In, Harm Out. After that, Andrew Heath off of a compilation that I almost gave you two tracks off of, because I heard another one from it that I really enjoyed. It is called An Ambient Decade, and that track was Building Mountains. Then I kind of started weaving in and out of the library, kicked that off with Savara from their self-titled release that was In Beauty, May You Walk. And then we got kind of funky, we got kind of old school bluesy with Gail Ellett and the Electromags. Gail Ellett, the guitarist behind Jam Caray. Came out with this album a few years back called Shiny Side Up, which just reminds me of my days in CB radio. Did you have a? Were you? Are you old enough? Are you with me on this one? Were you a CB radio person? Yeah, I was Warlock. Mm-hmm. Yep. Really sad part is really. Okay, you ready? I'm going to do my call sign because I still remember it. I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. I can't remember shit most days, but KAZT 7248. That was me. Yep. KAZT 7248, Warlock Base, 10-8-10-10. I am so friggin' old. Oh, my God. Anyway, that was called the Old Canyon Road. Here with Old Man Hypnagogue. CB radio. I miss that shit. I really do. After that, it was Keith Fiala getting kind of jazzy for us with Acquiescence from The Quest. And then it was Common Ground, which kind of went back to our semi-collaboration theme. This was the gentleman from Resonant Drift teaming up with Holland Holmes in a group called Common Ground. It was a self-titled release, and that track was Tempest Rising. Paja gave us Mind Altering from Altering. And there was the Adelaidean with their latest release called Nine Breaths, beautiful, deep, floating album. That track was called The Unforeseen. Also gave you a new one from Daniel McCaw. I gave you two tracks off of the album Find a Way Through because I heard the first track, and I really liked it. But it was only 2 minutes long. And I thought, well, let's listen to what. Well, let's hear what comes next. Yep, I'm giving them both of those. One and two off of Find a Way Through. And I did have to go back and listen to make sure. But that jump from one track to another, that when that big second track comes in, that was not a bad edit by me. That is how the album flows. Just saying. Don't be looking at me like that. Dirk Seres after that with from The Might of Stars Sublime. The track was Carved into Oscillation. Half Tribe gave us Fader off of Archipelago. And we closed out with Captive Portal. I like this album title. Music is Telephone. Yeah, I didn't say it wrong. That track was Drums for Jobs. 16 big tracks on this nonstop ride. I hope you enjoyed the voyage. Come back real soon. I'll have another one ready for you. Lots more great music. And until such time as that, when we are together, I bid you all peace and power.